before starting the booze and I. Okay, I'm starting a new boo now. I'm standing by Kew Railway Bridge, where the District Line and London Overground cross the River Thames. Which is, it's not the only point where London Overground crosses the Thames, though, is it? It crosses it also at Chelsea and Canada Water. But it's only one of two places where the District Line crosses the Thames. It's nice and quiet here. You can hear Vance panting away. I have just discovered that on my other boo, which followed me from near Richmond along the Thames path to here, my other boo, you could actually hear Blind Square. So you'll probably hear it on here too. I hope it's not too distracting, but give you an idea of what I'm listening to. Right. What I might actually do is target... No, I'm not actually going to do that because it'll tell me anyway. I was going to say I'll target it on Chiswick Bridge, which you don't know I want to. But no, I'll just listen to it. Okay, we're going to carry on now. Come on then, Vance, we're going to carry on along. Come on then. You think you can manage it? Come on, you. Come on, you need to go, Vance. Good boy. Quite dark under the trees here now. And it's getting dark in the sky. I correctly thought that I could make Kew whilst it was still light. I don't know if it will still be light by the time I get to Chiswick Bridge. And light is a very subjective term anyway. So, anyway, we'll see. Should just stand one sec, Vance, I'm going to put my phone back in my pocket. I wonder if I just killed Blind Square, actually, by ringing Fee. That's Blind Square back open again. See if it decides to talk to me. And, yeah, it is. Let's turn the volume down. Okay. I want us to get the keep voiceover loud. Turn Blind Square down. Come on. There we go. That'll do us. Can't retrieve my address. That's probably because I'm nowhere. I am the nowhere man. Right, let's go, Vance. Living in his nowhere world. Something. Ah, it's dark. So, we're gonna... I've several times now lengthened my walk. First of all, I'm going to go and to Kew Bridge, then to Kew Railway Bridge, now I'm going to Chiswick Bridge, and that is really where I'm finishing though, because the path becomes quite difficult after that, and I can get a bus home from Chiswick Bridge, hopefully. Assuming I have battery left in order to work out where the bus stop is and when the buses are. Get back into a stride. Interesting that there's leakage in sound from Blind Square into what's recorded by Audio Boo. Didn't realise that before. But then again, I didn't realise that you could run the two programmes together, so I suppose you can't have everything. Nice cooling breeze, cyclists going past, nice cooling breeze coming in from what feels to me like the south. I wouldn't expect a cooling breeze from the south, would it? Maybe it's been deflected off a building. There you go, fans. There you go, fans. Goodbye. Square still thinks I'm on the other side of the Thames. It keeps on saying that. It keeps on giving me addresses in Strand on the Green, which is... Right. spiky branch trying to cut my head off there. Which is in Chiswick on the other side of the river. Got some nice pubs over there actually. But sadly there is a load of water between me and it, me and them. People walking. But I didn't hear them coming quickly enough in order to say good evening or something. So they probably came across as some terribly grumpy person. And they'd be right. Anyway, friends, Chiswick Bridge, where I will be finishing my walk, I promise, is where, some may remember, the University Boat Race finishes from the other direction. Those bicycles had lights on, which was helpful, though they were a slightly off-putting, flashing kind. By the way, Vance, come on we go. On we go. Come on, big boy. First time he's needed encouragement for a while. Good boy, Vance, on we go. I should be giving him more praise because he's doing such a good job, actually. Vance, let me just stand a second. You're doing so well. You're a very good dog. You haven't walked this far in quite a while, I think, have you? Well then, let's keep going. You'll sleep well tonight. As will I. There you go, Vance. A bit up and downy here. You have that water off to the right. Mine's quite decided once more that it can't choose my address. Okay. But of course I know now that you can hear that. 3.5 kilometres in 62 minutes, that's good. Feels a bit more respectable now. Although, if a little slow. Straight on, Vance. Good boy, Vance. This is good. This is good, Vance. Good boy. I have to say, I don't mind walking along here with Vance. Normally, I'm a bit nervous walking on rivers with him because he's inclined to get a little too close. But one, he's between me and the river. So, come on, Vance, let's go. Find the way. Find the way, come on. Where are we going, Vance? I might be speaking too soon here. Come on, Vance, let's get on. I want to be careful about telling him to get on when he stops, in case there's a big ditch, or worse still, a plunge into the river. The other reason why I'm a bit more comfortable is that there are much of this walk, bushes and trees, between me and the water's edge. Stanford. Good evening. On you go, Vance. You get a big dog. Sorry for the clicking, I'm just trying to rearrange the microphone slightly as it keeps slipping. Okay, there we go. Apparently Putney Town Rowing Club is 300 metres away. That sounds very unlikely. They're a lot further than that for Putney. Unless they have a boat club close to... Vance, where are we going? Come on. No, that doesn't sound, look right. Vance, stand! Where are you going, Vance? I think we want to go straight on, really. Come on, find the way. know where you were going there, man. That's very odd. That's also very odd. Getting sort of flashy lights. Is that in my sight or is that real? Very odd. Anyway, Vance. Good boy, that's better. I can smell barbecue. Roasting sausages. Or something. Maybe it's a mirage. I fancy sausage. Oh, hooray. Is it bridges? 400 metres away. That's good. Good, good. By which time we would have done 4 kilometres, which I think is a respectable distance to have done. Good boy, Vance. And I will have one very tired doggy. Anyway, big dog. Here you go. Good boy, Vance. The problem is because of this sort of up and down movement of walking, Blind Square thinks that I keep on asking it to repeat the details. Which is a bit wearing on the battery, but I think we are going to get back with it. So you can still hear the planes that we heard at the beginning of the first recording and all the way through it and into the second recording. Although they're probably a bit higher up here than they were back there. Flying at a different angle to where we're walking. Oh, that's interesting. We seem to have come out into a bit of openness. Find the way, Vance. And we're at Putney Town Rowing Club here, apparently. Which should explain why there's all this sort of openness. Find the way, Vance. Come on, find the path. Keep going. Good boy, you find the way. That's it, good boy. And plunged back into the darkness again. So, why does Putney Town Rowing Club have its base in Mortlake? There lies an interesting question. I think we're coming up to the bridge very soon, and then we'll be finding some stairs onto it, hopefully, and from there finding a bus stop, and then finding the way home, which all sounds good to me. Ready for lie down. I'll get ahead of myself, try to trip over something, find the way, Vance. Stand, Vance. Get in the water. I think that's the first time I've actually heard the water lapping in the whole walk, because most of the time it's been too far away from the path. Too low. Gone handy. 145 metres to the point where we go underneath the bridge. Brilliant. Good. Look, a big dog. Hundred meters to go. Think, if I could run fast, I could get there in 12 seconds. It might take a bit longer. Trees off to the right. Bicyclists going past. And another one. Traffic sounds from Chiswick Bridge. 18 metres, and under we go. That was a very short 18 metres. I think the GPS might be out slightly. Right, we need to find somebody running our way onto the bridge. Vance, you find right? Can you find any stairs? I need some stairs, Vance. There's some stairs. You find the way, Vance. Are there any stairs? I genuinely have no idea whether there are any, but quite often there are near the river. There isn't. Just stand away, Vance. And we'll perhaps run over. Over, Vance, over, over. There is. Okay, so there's a car driving up there. Let's see if we can. Okay, let's go that way, Vance. Can you find some steps, Vance? Are there any steps? Don't find the way. Oh, it sounds like a person over there. Find the way, Vance. A curb, Vance? Come on, Vance. Oh, sorry. Are there some steps onto the bridge near here?
Yeah, there are.
Whereabouts are they?
They are. Go behind you. Your left.
Over here and then left.
Here and your left, yeah.
Sorry. Vance, come on, wake up. Okay, Vance, come on, find the way. Sorry?
That's all right.
All right, sorry.
I'll help you.
All right, stand there. Sorry. Sorry to your pain.
I was just having a piss in the bushes.
Oh, sorry. Last thing you needed, wasn't it?
Here you go, here.
Could I just hold your arm just to get to the bottom of it? Thank you. Sorry. Oh, perfect.
So,
that's
here.
Absolutely, I'll be fine from here.
Yeah,
that's fine.
All the way up, and it goes up to the, up
yep,
to the top.
That's perfect. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
No, you too.
Thank you.
Can you do help?
Sorry?
Can you help?
I'll be fine, thank you.
Nervous.
I'll be fine. Thank you, though. Okay. Come on, Vance, let's go. Find the step. Good boy, find the way. Poor chap. Find the way, Vance. I thought he was watering the garden or something. Right. Good boy, Vance. Good boy. Okay, find the way. Come on. Stand here. Right, I presume there's no bus stop to the right, so we'll go left. Find left, Vance. And hope that whatever bus stops are around here have lights on them. I'm sure I do have a stone in my shoe, you know, from earlier. Oh, another fine tree. Find the way, Vance. We need to find a bus stop, Vance. Can you find me a bus stop? No, I see some kind of light down here, which could be a bus stop. It's like the sort of lit up poster or whatever you get on some bus stops. Sort of rectangle light. I think this could be. Yeah, find the bus stop, Vance. Is this a bus stop? Is bus stop, Vance? Yeah, I think it is. Go on then. Stand there. Oh, and we are right down the road. A bit too close for comfort there. Oh. Right. Well, blind square didn't give me a final total, but on distance, but I think we've done alright there. Quite respectable. So, all I need now is to find a bus that actually goes in the right direction. sorry for the sniffiness. Funny, I didn't sniff at all during the walk. Right. Terrible. Right. Let's see if I can get bus things to work with everything else running. Okay. And it's only 4 minutes past eight. That's not bad, is it? Just around 10 minutes or so to walk from relatively near Richmond Bridge to Chiswick Bridge. Give me 4 minutes to a bus to Richmond. That's nice. Well, talk amongst yourselves. Oh, it's now decided it's 5 minutes. Anyway, well, there is a bus coming at some point soon, hopefully. Oh, goodness. This could be a rather boring boo if I keep on recording the sound of traffic, which has presumably mostly come off the A4 out of London. Pouring westwards. Can't turn him around in the road. What I will do is just have a quick look to see if I can persuade Blind Square to tell me how far I've walked. GPS info, maybe. Is that going to tell me? So altitude 2 meters. It's going to be a bit more than that, surely. The river's more than 2 meters below me. It's a bit of a shame, really. Looking through the various tools available here. No, it's not going to tell me. Never mind. Right, we shall close Blind Square. But that's been interesting to listen to. Right, so that's that closed. Now, let's see, audio boo. Still running happily. a bit tired now. What can I talk about and what's left of this boo whilst I wait for the bus? I'm sure people have seen that Sir David Frost has died, which I think is quite sad. Only 74, which is quite a young age in this day and age, really. One of these people who stop and take notice when they die, I think. There was a montage of sort of significant clips from his life, or from his programmes on the BBC website, and it went on for about 10 minutes. Is this a bus? If it was a bus, then it's... didn't stop. We can find out by looking at. It definitely sounded like a bus, and there was a orange glow at the front, which could have been an LCD panel. Let's just see. Yep. The bus decided to go past me. That's nice, isn't it? The next one's 16 minutes. Thank you very, very much, TfL. I think there'll be a complaint to go in then. What am I meant to do? I'm standing in the bus stop, in the pool of light, in front of the advertising board here. And I must be very clearly visible. I've got the dog harness on him, which is reflective. So the bus driver must have done that deliberately. Or knowingly, at least. That's very annoying. Right. Well, maybe I shall amuse myself for 10 minutes by calling TfL to complain. Pause the audio, boo. Nice finish to the walk.